Once again, from the Word of God, we read in Isaiah 55, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Nowhere is this any more true. Of course, it's true in every area. But in the area of holiness, the holiness of God. From Genesis 17, the Lord said, "I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou holy." And from the 35th chapter of Genesis, "Put away the strange gods." That's the idolatry we spoke about a few broadcasts back. "Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments." From Exodus, "Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation, and ye shall be an holy men unto me." From the 39th chapter of Exodus, "And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing like unto the engravings of a signet, holiness unto the Lord." The ideas of holiness, as we might have them, are far beneath the holiness that God has, and his thoughts about what it is to be holy. The prophet Zechariah tells us, "In that day, a day yet future, in a coming day, shall there be upon the bells of the horses, holiness unto the Lord." In the New Testament, John continues sharing with us on the same subject. The Lord Jesus said, "I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one." There's no way on earth that sinners like ourselves can of our own strength reach any degree of holiness or Christ-likeness. 1 Corinthians 3 says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of the whole of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God," please notice, "is holy, which temple ye are." What is it that gives us any degree of holiness? It's not in us. It's all of God. It's when we come with our guilt and sin and fall at the feet of the Savior, even at his nail-scarred feet, and call upon him for salvation, committing ourselves to him. Then, praise God, he imparts to us his holiness, not ours. Let me reemphasize that. It has to come from the Lord. In Galatians 5, we read, "The fruit of the Spirit. Once the Spirit of God indwells these bodies, these holy temples, these temples made holy by his presence, then the fruit is produced, and the fruit is love, the fruit is joy, the fruit is peace and long-suffering and gentleness, the fruit is goodness, meekness, temperance." And the Bible says, "Against these there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." To the Ephesian believers, Paul wrote, "Ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Now listen. "And that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." When a person receives Jesus Christ, he is born again. He is born of God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the living God comes to tabernacle to take up his dwelling, his abiding place in the physical body of the believer. And friend, that's what gives us the power to live for Christ. That's what gives us the power to produce the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what gives us the Christ-likeness, the holiness, not of ourselves, lest I be misunderstood. From Philippians 1, "That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ." Please note, "being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ." Not by our own efforts, not by pulling on our own bootstraps, but they are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. From Colossians, "His desire is that he might present you, if you're a child of God, holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." And finally, from 1 Thessalonians 5, "Ye are all the children of light," that is all of you who are believers, "and the children of day. Ye are not of the night nor of darkness." And he gives us an exhortation, "Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." God's thoughts on holiness are far above ours as the heavens are above the earth. He's holy, and by the power of the indwelling Spirit, he expects and desires for us to manifest that the Spirit of God is in us. Trust Christ today if you don't know him. My, what a blessing he has for you. Amen.